If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Some of you may know that I grew up in a family business run by my dad, a grocery store, but it had a butcher shop. It was known far and wide on the Southwest side, and I know that quality means something, and that's why we drive 2 hours from Northwest Indiana all the way to the Northwest side of the city of Chicago to Joseph's Finest Meats at 7101 West Addison Street. Before you go there, you got to be prepared, so I've got a list for you. Do you have a pen? Italian sausage, hot. Italian sausage, mild. Get pork chops, but order them thick. And of course, get some beef too, like bone-in ribeye steaks. Nothing like it. And if you don't know exactly what to get or how to cook it, ask Ben or Sal and tell them John Cass sent you. And I'd like to tip my hat to Joseph, the patriarch, the owner, the founder who built this store for his family with his two sons, Ben and Sal. In his mid-90s, he had serious heart surgery and he made a triumphant return. He loves his place, and I do too. And so does anyone who shops there. It's like family. They care about the details. They care about you. Joseph's Finest Meats, 7101 West Addison Street, Chicago. A family tradition since 1977, and a proud sponsor of John Cass News and the Chicago Way Podcast.
Hello, all you listeners out there. It's Nick Cass, John's brother. And on behalf of Jeff Carlin, executive producer at WGN Radio, and my brother John, and johncassnews.com, where you always get a good cup of Midwestern common sense, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Chicago Way Podcast. John's recovering from COVID and should be back in the saddle again soon. But in the meantime, Jeff has asked me to pick out one of my favorites of John's columns and present it to you. So pour yourself your favorite beverage. Enjoy my presentation of Riding a Good Horse in the Snow, Part 2, on this edition of the Chicago Way Podcast on WGN Plus.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall-style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way, that's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Okay, so as promised, Riding a Good Horse in the Snow, Part 2 by John Cass, first published on November 16, 2025. I really love this column, and I love this whole genre of John's columns, because I think it illustrates what makes John such a unique writer, the best writer in America, actually. Because it's not just his penetrating political insights or his deep understanding of the environment about Chicago and Illinois and the other things he writes about, but his ability to set a scene, to describe, to draw a picture for you. It looks effortless. I know how hard he works on it to make it flow, but it's a true talent. And if you really want to learn how to write, you should read johncassnews.com. His ability to write prose in newspapers or online is just second to none in the entire country. And so when he does columns like that and he writes things like that, it just really, I find it so powerful and moving. And I think you all do too, as he relates to all of us in our own lives and how we think about things. And he captures it in ways that are just, I think, perfectly unique and just so clear and concise that it's just remarkable. It's amazing. So with no further ado, let's begin. Riding a Good Horse in the Snow, Part 2. The other day, I set aside the great book I was reading, A War Like No Other, about the Peloponnesian War by Victor Davis Hanson, got up from my chair and used my cane to hobble over to the glass doors. I opened the door and there it was, a perfect Northwest Indiana lake effect snowstorm. The flakes puffy and white against the red burning bush in the backyard, on the evergreens, the wind swirling the flakes cold in the yard beyond. And that's when I thought about that horse and how great it would be to ride that horse in the snow. Sounds odd, I know. I remembered it years ago. It was a different life. This was years ago when I rode that horse, and years later when I first rode of it. About 7 years ago now, in another column and another snow, like this quiet, heavy snow from days ago that I'm thinking about now. Mid-November was a time for bird hunting back then in my world, with my stubborn mule-head and German short-haired pointer, Jason. I could still walk then and ride and hunt a field of cut corn and train a dog and wade a cold river fishing for trout, steelhead, and salmon. And I could drive a car. But things change. You know this if you have wit. If you can't grasp the truth of this life, then quit or grow the bleep up. Many of you probably don't give two figs about the horse. That's okay, too. But back when I could drive, I was heading east on Ogden Avenue in that snowfall, and my car wipers stopped working. I had to repair them. The Honda guy noticed the tread was gone on my front tires, and the front brakes were gone, too. Merry Christmas to me. But I was thinking of how nice it is to ride a good horse in the first snow. Not some picture book horse with flowing mane and tail, but a real horse, an American horse. I've often said there is nothing better for the inside of a man than the outside of a horse, said the late President Ronald Reagan, paraphrasing Winston Churchill. Both men were right. It's good for women and men. It's quiet out in the woods on a horse in the snow, with your heels down in the stirrups in the trot, your weight on your toes, the plumes of breath rising, the warmth, the squeak of the leather, the muffled thump of hooves. There is a rhythm to the gait of a decent horse, and if you're lucky, you'll see things like deer in the woods. Most often you'll see the does near a trail, but once there was a big buck in his prime. The buck's eyes were wide. He had a thick neck to swing those antlers, which were weapons on his head. He waited. The horse and I stared at him, and he stared right back. The trees were bare and black against the snow. Then he was gone. When you write a newspaper column, it's easy to be reduced to stereotype by readers who are angered by your opinions. I'm sure it happened to my colleagues, too. It's how things work now. Ridicule is the coin of this realm. But people don't know what they don't know, and they don't know about me and that horse. Back when I was writing a column at the paper, but could still drive a car and ride a horse, I left the car at the dealership, contacted editors to say I would miss a meeting, and stopped for coffee on Clark Street. On the menu, they offered eggs the Chicago way. Mmm, good. Across the street, there was a BMW dealership, and I thought of that blue BMW that Chicago outfit boss Anthony the Hatchet Jaramonte drove once to an urgent morning meeting at a Brown's Chicken in Berwyn. They got him in the vestibule. And later, I asked a Grand Avenue guy who knew the dead Hatchet, why do they call a morning meeting at a Brown's Fried Chicken? Where do you think it should be, he asked. In an Italian restaurant with checkered tablecloths and candles stuck into bottles of Chianti? This isn't a movie, it's life. Riding that horse in the snow was life, too, but a different life. Let me ask you, how many different lives have you had? How many lives were broken with the beginning of some new life sprouting from that broken place?
I know two things to be true. One is that subscribers to John Cass News have access to a good cup of common sense. And to go with that cup of common sense is the perfect cup of coffee. Ribby Coffee. It's never bitter, air roasted, and customized. It's the best coffee around. Ribbycoffee.com. That's KRIBICoffee.com. If you're near Forest Park or Oak Park, be sure to stop by one of the Cribby cafes where you can order ahead and earn points on the easy-to-use Cribby Coffee app. Yeah, there's an app. The Cribby Coffee app makes it easy to get your favorite air-roasted coffee faster than ever. Earn points on every purchase toward free drinks and freshly roasted coffee. Customize your order, Pay with Google Pay or Apple Pay and skip a line. Your daily coffee just got a whole lot smoother. Of course, if you can't make it to the cafe, you can always order your favorite air-roasted coffee sent directly to your door. My favorite is the Mount Oku from Cameroon. You pick the beans, you customize the roast and the grind, and they send it right to your door. Want Cribby Roast delivered on your schedule? Subscribe to save 15% on your first order and 10% on every refill. Did I mention they offer K-Cups too? Cribby Coffee. CribbyCoffee.com. That's K-R-I-B-I Coffee.com. Proud sponsor of Jodcast News and the Chicago Way Podcast. Cheers.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Back then, I was a kid, having come from the Merchant Marine, forced to give up a career at sea because of an allergy to grain dust. I was angry and raging about coming home and hated myself in the world. I took a few courses at Moraine Valley Community College in Palos Hills. They offered a horseback riding class, and I was lonely, and the student female-to-male ratio in the horse class was about 18 to 1. Smiley face. The young women had long, flat hair like Joni Mitchell. Their hair smelled of herbs. They were artsy and long-legged, like volleyball players, and wore Justin boots and listened to Dylan. And so, that angry, lonely boy took a riding class and fell in among the horses. Riding is one of those things you learn when young, like hunting or fishing. If you don't learn it when that window of your life is open, you may never learn it at all. I was lucky. The instructors were looking for help in exercising horses that were boarded at the stable. I could ride a bit. I wasn't a cowboy, but I could ride. Some owners didn't have time to ride their horses regularly. Few students were quietly chosen to take the private horses and the class horses out on the trail when they required exercise and let them work out the kinks. Let them work off the friskiness. Not for some stupid, full-out run, not cutting wildly through the trees, risking injury to the horse, but just enough to get the blood up a bit so they wouldn't go crazy in their stalls. Then leading them out on a long walk to cool down and finally thorough brushing. They helped settle things in me, and I hope I helped settle them. They weren't blooded thoroughbreds or dynamic stallions like the great French jumper Galoubet A, a magnificent temperamental horse you probably never heard of. The ones I rode were decent pet horses. I kept carrots and apples in my coat pockets for them. The broken windshield wiper was random, and what had been completely forgotten rushed out at me from some other life I had once had. And I wondered, who was that guy? That angry kid on the chestnut quarter horse in the woods in the southwest suburbs of Chicago. Angry that a life at sea had been taken from him. The kid with apples in his pockets, the black bark of the trees, and that buck in the snow. And now I just can't get myself back in the saddle. Just like I can't hunt a field with my two sons. Just like I can't wade along the frozen river rocks with Steve the pilot and Ross the baker. And I can't engage in hoplite battle like the Spartans and Athenians. Like I often tell myself, John, grow the bleep up. But I have been blessed by God with the love of my wife, Betty, and the boys, and the young women they plan on marrying. And though I can't ride a good horse in the snow anymore, God has given me the gift that I can write about it and get myself in the saddle that way. And that way, I walk the river and hunt. But I can't train a dog from the red leather chair in my study or from the laptop in my home office. Still, God has blessed me with work I can do. The ability to think and write. He left my brain pretty much intact, and he's given me wonderful readers who inspire me and read what I write and to make a living doing what I do, and time to cherish them also. But I'm not writing or riding now. Right now, I remember the weight of the chestnut quarter horse standing next to me in the barn and brushing him, and the plumes of his breath and the cold stillness and the scent of it. The brush in my hands, the weight of the apples and carrots in the pockets of my field jacket, all of it. God bless you all. So I hope you loved it as much as I did. And for myself, Nick Cass, for Jeff Carlin, executive producer at WGN Radio, friend to cats, baker of pies, and for my brother John Cass, executive producer at johncassnews.com, or for Les than $1 a week, you'll get a good cup of Midwestern common sense and some of the best writing in America. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Chicago Wave podcast on WGN+.